Chapter 38. And Captain Cuttle, and two glimpses few and far between of Florence Domino, he meant Paul, and to all he loved, and liked, and looked for, in his daily life. But it was true, and the news had already penetrated to the outer office, for while he sat with a heavy heart, pondering on these things, and resting his head upon his arm, perched the messenger, descending from his mahogany bracket, and jogging his elbow, begged his pardon, but wished to say in his ear, did he think he could arrange to send home to England a jar of preserved ginger, cheap, for Mrs. Perch's own eating, in the course of her recovery from her next confinement? Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.